Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Latest episode of Hard Knocks. A lot of people focused on the Giants' pursuit and attempt to trade up in the draft for a new QB. Here was Joe Shane on draft day, about 4 hours and change from the start of round one, on the phone with Patriots executive Elliot Wolf.
So what's going on? You guys still listening? Are you guys making a decision? What are you thinking?
I think we're pretty happy with the
answers
sitting here thinking.
Okay.
But again, if you offer like 1-2-3 this year, 1-2 next year, I mean, you know, exactly.
So, but I mean, it's going to be something crazy like that.
1-2-3 this year and 1-2 next year to come out with number
that's
2.
Right. And yeah, then he countered with, all right.
So I have that if you want to hear it.
Sure,
counter.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
Like a 1 this year, or not, that obviously it'd be 6 this year, a 1 next year, and then something more this year is not going to do it. It's got to be multiples in 25.
Just we're in a situation where we just probably sit and take a quarterback, you know.
Okay.
Which is exactly what they
did. If you didn't
did.
Hear that, he goes, we're in a situation where we're going to sit and take a quarterback, right. Is what he said.
Which
Elliot
what they
Wolf
did. With Drake May.
Yep, that's what they did. And it seemed like they liked, which was surprising to me, it seemed like they liked Jaden Daniels more than Drake May during the whole process.
And why would you say that was surprising to you?
Because we had heard about Drake May being the guy that was reported. But we heard a lot of stuff leading up to the draft and the Giants offseason.
Don't believe any of it, though.
No, I mean, but that came true in this show. A lot of the stuff we had heard came true in this show.
As far as the draft goes?
Yeah, and then them actually wanting to trade up and some of the Saquon stuff that was going on. So it seemed to me that Drake May stuff was real, and you didn't hear a lot about them loving Jaden Daniels.
Could that be, though, just because they figured, hey, division rival at 2, and they're probably going to take him. It's almost like, let's not even get... Well, we see that Dable loved him.
Right.
They probably never realistically thought they had a chance to get their hands on him.
True. That is probably the answer. But Dable was asked, he's like, is Jaden Daniels a guy that you would trade up for?
Yes.
He said, yes, absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
But about if they had to give up that many picks from to go to the Patriots to get to 3, what would they have given Washington to go to 2?
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.